Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Stephen, the webmaster, and we have another radio show today, and it's going to be with Debbie Hilly. Many of you know about her, and we'll get into her in just a minute, but I want to put in the timeline here today. Today is November 4th of the year 2017. A couple things going on for those of you listening live or to the recording in the next few days. Just know that we have a bunch of giveaways going to be coming up in a matter of a day or two at the Groomer Talk. We have already going on the Groomer's Choice Shampoo Giveaway. We're giving away 8 gallons. There's going to be 3 winners. The first place winner gets 4. The second and third place positions get 2 gallons each. You get to mix and match the shampoos with Coat Handler, Green Groom, and Bark to Basics. It's very easy to play. Just come, post on the board. There's extra trivia, ways to earn extra tickets in the drawing. We still have about 2 weeks left with that contest, so plenty of time to get in and get your chances to win. Come in very handy, extra shampoo for the holidays. What else is going on? The next day or two, I will be opening up Santa's Cash. We've got at least $500 cash that's going to be in Santa's bag. You're going to be just guessing the amount down to the penny of what is in that bag. You can do that once a day on the board. We'll be opening that up, and you can get your guesses in, I think, by this coming Monday. Then we also have the 7th Annual Master Blaster HV Dryer by Metrovac. That's coming up probably even Monday morning. We should have that fully open. Not sure how we're going to play that, but anytime, of course, you post in the board, we always honor you with at least one ticket in the drawing. So lots to give away. All the contests will end just shortly before Christmas, and we get on to our winter program. So let's move on to Debbie. I believe she's on the line here. First, Debbie is a groomer of 23 years, and her shop, Cut Above, just celebrated their 20th year anniversary in October. She has been a longtime Groomer Talk forum member. By the way, that is Party Central, and dedicated to the education of groomers. Since 2008, she has had a groomwise.com blog, which is hosted by petgroomer.com. Her very popular blog is called Grooming Smarter, and it's been there since 2008. She's been nominated 5 times for a Barclay Honors Award as a Blogger of the Year, and actually won and was named Blogger of the Year in 2015 and 2016. Her Facebook group, she says it's a secret group, has nearly 10,000 members and has twice been nominated for a Barclay for the FB Group of the Year. Her YouTube channel is very popular with groomers, and there's always new videos to watch. She has recently redirected herself and energy towards finishing her Grooming by Numbers project and has released the first in her video booklet series. It's called Grooming the Miniature Schnauzer, and it's available for sale on her site at groomingsmarter.com. And more volumes, including bathing, drying, dematting, and prep work, all of which can be used to train staff in a salon. Showing no signs of slowing down, she still grooms about 10 to 15 dogs a day, 5 days a week in her salon. We're glad she made some time to be with us, and I'm going to be opening her line here. Debbie, are you there?
I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm tired, but I'm all right. How are you, Stephen?
I'm hanging in there. You know, it's been a long week, and you groomed today, and here you are right after grooming, huh?
I did. I groomed, and to top it off, my son, who actually does most of the drying and runs the front desk, is out of town. So I've been doing double duty. We've decided it takes three people to do his job, so we miss him, but we're here.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here. And I know I wanted to get you in because, you know, a couple, 3 weeks, the holidays are starting, and then we even take a bit of a break here because everyone's going to be real busy, too.
Yeah, it gets kind of crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Are you pretty much booked up, pretty much?
We're getting there. My clients tend to not book out quite that far, but I'm surprised. I've got 4 days with nothing left, and the rest is filling up quickly, so we're getting there.
Well, why don't we start off? You know, you've got a pretty famous blog in the industry, and I'm glad you're a part of PetGroomer.com in that respect. I know your numbers are just always up there. People coming by every single day, dozens and dozens every day, actually, go in there and look. Tell us what's going on, any new ideas, and what's going to come up with the blog.
Well, we're still working on the ever-popular Tiny Salon series. I've got two more of those ready to go. I'm floored that people are so interested in that concept, but at the same point, I'm so happy to be able to focus on a few of these guys that are running little bitty salons and doing it well. My problem is getting people to answer my questionnaires because everybody's so busy. I'm having a hard time getting people to answer the questions I need in order to write the blog posts, but by the way, if anybody has any of these little tiny salons that are like under 400 square feet and you'd like to be, you know, mentioned, send me the information and I'll be glad to talk to you about that. But I've got two more of those coming up. Got six different blog posts written that we'll be posting between now and Christmas on holidays and what to do right after the holidays to keep your business up in the, you know, the winter when everybody, some people tend to slow down. One of those people lives in the South. We don't ever get cold, so it doesn't slow down too much here. But trying to stay busy, and next year my goal is a blog a week. So we're going to shoot for that, and if we can make that happen, I'll be very happy.
Okay. That's a very energetic goal. We'll see.
We're going to try.
Great. Yeah, sure, absolutely. And what about the Facebook group?
Okay, the Facebook group is called Grooming Smarter because I like to try to keep everything where people can identify it. And it's incredibly busy, 9,500 members as of right now. And if you'd like to join, friend me on Facebook or find a member who is already a member, find somebody you know that is, and ask them to add you. We only allow groomers or bathers in. Pretty strict on that. We don't want people that are not part of the industry in it because it's more geared towards education. And you and I both know that sometimes when you have people who are outside the industry and they hear us talking about things, they don't understand it and it can upset them. But I don't allow anything that's off topic, so it's strictly educational. We talk about tips and tricks and, you know, sharing videos and try to do things along that line. Strictly keep it grooming-oriented. We stay incredibly busy on that group. There are days it's hard to keep up with it, but we usually manage somehow or another. We make it work. Just like the blog, we make it work. Like, there have been 22,000 posts and comments in the last month on that page. So it does stay very busy.
Yes, it does. Great. So you're working
like
on new educational materials. So why don't you tell
Correct.
Us about that?
Sorry about that. Had to take a little drink of water there. There's not enough, in my opinion, educational materials out there to help you train your staff. So I'm working on back to basics books, essentially, where we're doing a basic on bathing, where I'm going to cover different bathing systems, how they work, why they work, what the differences are between them, how to choose shampoos, how to use them correctly and efficiently, bathing techniques that a lot of people may or may not be familiar with or that they don't have the time to teach their bathers, just to make it a little easier for training. I really believe that a lot of times training is one reason why we have such a high turnover. Lack of training will do that. If you can train them right in the first place, they do their job better, therefore you have less trouble with them, and they enjoy it better too. And so we're working on one on bathing, one on drying, because drying is not just getting a dog dry. Drying is about coat prep. It's about getting the dog to look the best it can possibly look, because even in the salon, you want the dogs to look as good as they can possibly look. And I realized recently with someone that I hired that she had only ever been taught how to dry a dog, but not how to get a dog prepped for a groomer. So working on that booklet for her has turned into a whole project to get it ready for everybody else. We're going to cover directional drying, what the different nozzles do, how to choose a dryer for your environment, how to use cage dryers safely and effectively, just lots of things like that that I think are important, but that we don't always have time to sit down and train our staffs on how to do. Those are due to come out in December and will be available on my website for both download or hard copy. If you buy the download, you can print them yourself, and you'll get a link to a video that goes along with it, or I can send you a DVD and a printed book. They're all going to be available on groomingsmarter.com in December. So I'm excited.
Excellent. Are you planning, by the way, on attending, and maybe you could even take these to the shows, and some shows in 2018 coming up?
Yes, we will be at some shows. We have not solidified everything yet, but I'm actually going to be speaking at least in 3 different shows. We have got to work out all of the final details before I give you exactness on that, but I've been talking to Barclay, and there are 3 shows in particular that I usually go to that we're going to have classes and a booth available. So we're excited.
Great.
Very excited. Yeah. I love those shows. It looks like it might be Intergroom and most likely Hershey, but I'll know more in the next month or so. And I will post that on the blog so everybody will know where we're going to be.
Certainly those are 2 really important shows to be at. That would be great for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
Tell me more about this pay-per-view online access to video. I hadn't heard all about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, that is brand new, actually. YouTube has canceled its ability to do pay-per-view videos effective last month. Anything that's still up, you can still access, but they're not doing any new stuff. So that had slowed me down a little bit, but Vimeo actually has the ability for me to upload and store videos there that will be pay-per-view. And they will be specific things, again, like the Grooming the Schnauzer, where you may not need the booklet, but you'd like to own have the DVD, but you don't have a DVD player anymore. Because that never occurred to me, but there's a lot of people who don't have a DVD player, or their computers don't even have a DVD player, or they don't have a computer because all they have is a phone. So we're going to have them available on a pay-per-view format starting January 1st, and I'll have the address for that also on my blog. But it also will enable me to do live streaming from my salon. So I'll be able to, for example, set up something neat comes in and we want to show how to do, for example, a wet shaving demo. I can do a live stream that you'll then be able to buy later for just a reasonable amount of money. I'm really thinking it's going to be a negligible amount, under $10 per view, and probably really under $10. And then you'll be able to access it when you would like to after you've done that, and it would be pretty cool.
That's interesting. I'm glad you. It's funny you're mentioning the Vimeo, because there is some controversy, you know, because we're living in very political times, and there's some people that
yes.
certain things, and YouTube are falling into disfavor, and they tend to do just some practices some people don't like, and so a lot of people are looking at additional formats other than YouTube. I mean, you don't leave YouTube, but it's nice to see there's other options like
that. No, I don't plan on taking anything down that's on YouTube by any means, but it's some of the things that they're taking off. And I mean, I know they've added in live streaming and things like that, but you don't have the ability to do a pay-per-view any longer. And there's a few other things they're doing that are kind of odd. And with Vimeo, you do have to pay in order to be on there, so you have a little more control as well over what you're doing, which I really like. There's a lot of really neat things available with it. There's some really cool things available with it. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how it works. And we've tried doing webinars, and then syncing it together with people's activities never works out well. So I think this is a way to do it where it will be convenient for people on their time and on their format, and they can access it whenever they want to. You know, when it's convenient to sit down, or if they're having a problem with a breed, they can go to that and look at it that way. And hopefully it will work out well.
Yeah, I'm glad you're trying something. I'd like to see how that progresses for you.
It's going to be neat. I think
also,
my son helped me figure it out. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, my son's a tech
helpers.
Genius. I love my tech genius. He's awesome. He's cool to have around, and it helps.
Absolutely. To keeping up with the technology, absolutely. It is where you need someone that gets it real quick and can keep up with all the changes. So that's great.
33-year-old young man is, 33 years old, and he's on top of that. He's got it, so we're good.
Yeah, I would think I was probably a lot that way with my mother. Ended up writing a book together. We didn't know the first thing about typesetting in the whole world, but together. Yeah, family businesses.
I like it when that happens. Yeah, it's nice to have the support of the family to be able to do that. And he's very helpful, and it works out really well for everybody.
Yeah, we just published that Married Groomers. I'm doing these social surveys, and it was real interesting to see the comments of, and that, and it can really work well. But people were open up to share what didn't work and all. And so I'm really enjoying these social surveys and letting the people talk. It's not just me giving options to them. The family bent on things can be so helpful, so helpful.
It really can be. My husband and I actually met in the grooming shop. So even though he was a customer, we did meet in the grooming shop. So it's kind of cool.
Yep. That's how my parents.
I groomed his dog.
Yeah. That's the story of my family. Isn't that interesting?
I love that. That is so neat. I did not know that. That is awesome.
Yep, that's how she got into grooming. She was always a good businesswoman, but she'd tell you that we knew to take a dog to the groomer and all that. But, yep, they met, and the rest is history.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, his dog bit me the first time. The first time I groomed it.
Well,
her
maybe
name was
it was
Sasha.
Perceiving something. You're stepping in on him or whatever. Who knows?
I don't know. Sasha was an interesting old schnauzer, but that is how we met, and it's kind of cool. It's amazing the things that can happen in a grooming shop when you think about it like that.
Yep.
It's changed my life completely.
Speaking of in the shop and all, what's this in-shop shadowing program you're considering doing?
Yep. We've had a lot of people actually ask me about it, and we had planned on starting it this year, but in January 2nd of this year, my area was hit by a massive string of tornadoes. And then on January 23rd, we had a second string of tornadoes come through. So needless to say, there were no hotel rooms and no apartments available, so we had to put it on the back burner. But we're going to be offering the ability for people to come into the salon and work for a week or simply sit and watch for a week. And if you have something in particular that you need help with, be it speed or patterns or drying or whatever it is you feel like you want help with, you can come into my salon and watch us or work with us, and we will help you figure out what you need to know in that area. And I'm trying to make it as easily as I can for people to afford to do it. So 1 to 2 days is going to be $100 a day. The whole week you can get for $300. You'll have to pay your own expenses and your own, you know, hotel rooms and so forth. But that, I think it's a very reasonable way to do it. One of the women who contacted me said, my daughter will not listen to me, but she will listen to you. So can I send her to you to work with her? And she's going to be the first one to come down in January. So we're excited to see how well this works. Yeah. I've had a whole lot of people wanting to do it all year, and because of all the tornadoes, like I said, it just didn't work out. Now everything seems to be back on track, and the hotels are empty again, and people are back in their homes, thank goodness. So barring any more tornadoes, that's the plan, is to start it in January after the holidays when everything has slowed down a little bit.
So will most of these be existing groomers looking for continuing education, or are you going to take someone who's maybe just wants to get their hands wet to see if they like grooming or something like that?
I could do either or. I had really planned more on it being continuing education or people that are really struggling in one area. But, yeah, absolutely. If you're just not even sure it's something that you want to do and you want to see how it works, absolutely. In fact, I would do that for free if somebody just wants to come in and spend the day because they're interested in seeing what's going on. You're more than welcome to come in and sit in if you're not sure the industry is for you, because it's better to see it than to pay a whole lot of money to get into it and then find out it's not something that you really want to do.
Yeah, I think that can be a great idea. That's why sometimes I'll see an inexpensive home study program and I'm saying, well, you know, if you can't get a little part-time job as a bather or something at a training pace and whatever, it's like, even just start and do the, you know, if they lead you to do a rescue dog, whatever, at least you still need to perhaps do some little hands-on tests to see if this is not just a dream of what it is, but do you feel that you have what it takes? And that, so I think that'd be very wise before someone invests perhaps in a lot of money in the school or something like that.
Right. And you're talking, even when you're, what you just brought up is the home training programs. I know there's a lot of people who don't think that you can learn a lot that way. But what you can learn is the basics, and you can literally look at it and go, okay, I know now how to turn on a clipper, because I've had people in here who didn't even know how to turn on a clipper who thought they were going to be able to groom. Not kidding, that actually happened. It was really interesting, too. But anyway, I digress. But, you know, you can get the basics. You can actually look and see where the muscles are and how the dog's anatomy works and that kind of thing from a book. But you do need to get your hands on it. And a lot of times, too, I've even had people come in to interview, and the noise level, they were like, oh, I can't work in here because of the noise. But if they had spent the money on a book or a program, that they would be out that money, only to find out they couldn't do it.
That's right.
So I think it's a great idea for somebody to come in and just sit and look and see what's going on and see how things work.
So what do you think the future holds for any new developments in the grooming industry? Any ideas?
As far as what?
As the industry. Do you see any big changes coming up or ever hear? What's any talk or discussions that you hear about future grooming? Anything new coming up?
I think we're about to come into a lot more regulation, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon your look. I'm not so sure that's a bad thing, but I really do think that we're about to see regulation skyrocket. I am in a state, you know, where we do have some regulation. Grooming shops in Georgia are regulated. They control our temperature, our lighting, our size, the type of cages we use. They inspect for cleanliness and that kind of thing. But I have a funny feeling we're about to start seeing some more, like, even licensing for individual groomers coming into play here. I think you're going to see a lot of that. And I also think you're about to see a lot more online educational opportunities because it's just so much more available than it used to be. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I just don't think it's a bad thing. As far as equipment goes, I haven't really heard of anything new coming out, but I'm excited if there is anything. I'd like to know what's coming out.
Yeah, I'm doing a calendar right now for the editorial content for PetGroomer.com magazine, and I'm requesting any and everyone that's out there as a manufacturer to make it our annual spring issue. Will be what responses we get each year from the manufacturers, what they got planning. So that's going out this week. So, yeah, otherwise, because I haven't heard too much myself either. And, you know, I don't know. I think they've got...
I'm noticing more and more companies have blades, which is actually nice to have a nice variety of things. And it looks like Affordable Grooming Shears has another adjustable blade clipper that they're carrying right now. But other than that, I haven't heard of anything new and exciting, and I think there should be something new and exciting. It's an amazing industry, and we like new toys.
That's right. We love to talk about new toys and new product, I tell you.
New toys are good. New toys are always good. Toys and products, it's like, I don't know, it's like candy to kids. I think we just enjoy them so much that we get locked into it. So.
Exactly. Well, what else is going on here? Let's see. We've been, there's a couple things. Now, on your Facebook group, do you want to tell, because I know I'm going to get, would you repeat again how someone wants to get signed up
yes.
for that?
We had to make it a secret group because we were getting 100 to 200 requests per day to join, and sorting out who were real, who were fake, and who were just people off the street was becoming almost impossible to do. So we made it a secret group. And if it's a secret group on Facebook, you have to be invited to join. You can send me a friend request or ask your friends who are groomers if they are members, and if they are, they can add you. Michelle Percival is also an admin, and she's another one. If you happen to be a friend of Michelle's, you can friend her and request from her that she add you. But you do have to have a friend in the group. Now, what I tell everybody is you don't have to stay my friend on Facebook. After I add you to the group, I'm probably either going to unfriend you or you can unfriend me, because you don't want to necessarily see pictures of my grandchildren or my lizards. And really, that's about all I'm about on Facebook, other than in the grooming groups, is my lizards, my roses, and my grandchildren. I live a fairly boring life.
Well,
I raise roses, and I'm covered with lizards. So we have lizards out in the grooming shop all over the place. So I have lots of lizard photos and lots of roses photos. But then, like I said, lots of grandchildren photos, because I have four grandchildren. So we get a little carried away with that, too, sometimes.
Yeah, I bet. Well,
so, like I said, though, you have to be a friend in order to join the group, but you don't have to stay friends on Facebook. A lot of people are afraid to request my friendship for that purpose, but just message me after you send me a friend request, and I'll add you to the group. And then, like I said, if you don't want to see pictures of my grandchildren, it won't hurt my feelings if you unfriend me at that point. You'll still be a member of the group, and you'll have free access to the group and whatever all we talk about on there. There's also always videos that I do on there that are strictly available there. They're not always available on YouTube. They're not always available anywhere except on that group. I do live Facebook feeds as well about once a month on there, so that you're getting a live grooming on there from the grooming shop. And I have a lot of fun doing those. So we start them off there, and if they're really popular, I'll move them to YouTube, but otherwise it's just going to be limited access on the group.
Got it. And so let's also give them your Grooming Smarter website again. So
it's groomingsmarter.com, And right now, I actually set up, while we were talking, a 30% off coupon for anything on the website if you just type in the word radio in the coupon page, because that means you heard it here. So you're going to get any of the videos, anything that's for sale on there, which right now it's all educational materials. It's all the videos and the booklets and things like that. You'll get 30% off with the word radio as a coupon code.
Okay, and what I'm going to have you send me an email on that, too, so we can make a post. Or you go ahead and post that on the board, and I'll approve
okay.
it. Okay.
I can that do that. Way. That'll
definitely
work,
definitely do that to help get it out. Because a lot of these, I'd say each show here is listened at 3,000 to 4,000 times minimum. But sometimes it takes 30 days or whatever before
gotcha.
It spreads out there. So
well, I have the coupon. I've got the coupon good through January 1st, but I'll probably leave it up longer than that. But, yeah, I'll go ahead and post it. In
yeah.
fact, I'll put it on my blog as well, that if you go listen to the
yeah.
radio show, you'll get a coupon
okay.
for
yeah.
money off.
That's the way to do it, yeah. Give them some time.
There you go.
Okay. Very good. Well, anything else you want to tell us before we end the show here?
Oh, I don't think so, except that I'm really thrilled with how many people are involved in the industry. I'm always floored when I get people who are, you know, who love what I do or who like what I do and who just listen to what I do. It makes me feel very humble and very happy all at the same time. I do it because I love it. I love education, and I think that this industry is just given to me so much that I'd love to be able to give back. So that's why I do what I do. And I'm hoping
yeah.
I'm making an impact.
Yeah, I'm sure I know that you are, so I can tell you. I've been around in it 50-some years. I gives me some credibility, and
yes.
you have been watching. Just think of the first day. You were around PetGroomer.com in the early days, and just look how it's gone on, and now we have a lot more groups. I'm all for this. It's just like if we're spreading the word and making a better industry, the more the merrier. Let's keep spreading all this education
you have
along
been
the way.
Yes, and you have been behind this from the beginning with the blogs. You have been the one who spearheaded the blogs, and I thank you so much for that. If it weren't for you, I don't think we'd have hardly any blogs out there, because when you started them, there were only one or two, and now look how many there are. And you
yep.
host most of the really, really well-known ones, and the ones that are really well-respected are on your hosting end, and we appreciate you more than you know.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, too, and I look forward. I'm always, what are they doing now?
Well, I feel like I've been so busy in here until I hired my last person. Yay, we're up to five people again, that I hadn't had as much time to do what I wanted to with the blog, but now I've got a full staff again. We're head on, got it going on, and we're going to make it work. Like I said, my goal is a blog a week, rather, even if it's just a little, hi, how are you doing? I'm going to make sure I do something every week. So we'll see how long that works, but hopefully
okay.
I'll make it.
Well, it definitely, that kind of input, well, you know, it's like one of those things, whatever you put into it, you get the more you get back, and blogs are definitely that way.
Yes.
So it will pay off for you, and you have all the other things people need to know about, so the blog is a great way to let everybody know all these other things going on.
Exactly.
So I know
and I have
the blogs
blog
have become very popular.
I have two blog posts that we'll be posting this weekend. One is a tiny shop, and one is something that I figured out. It's just a little trick that we figured out in here, and we're able to take some pictures today to make the blog post work. So it'll go up tonight and the tiny shop tomorrow, so look for those.
Yeah, because I saw one or two posts today. Where are the tiny shops? I'm glad, but they were supportive, but saying.
I know, I saw them
more
too
tiny
before
shops.
We came on
yeah.
here. For those of you who don't know, too, I have a hard time logging in from home. For some reason, my satellite service has Pet Groomer blocked.
Isn't that bizarre?
I can't log in from home. I can't post a blog from home. I have to write them and then come to the grooming shop in order to do anything on Pet Groomer.
No.
So I'm not ignoring you. I just can't get there. And we have a new modem, and I still can't get there. So it's something to do with my satellite service, but they keep saying it's not.
Well,
so
I hear
anyway,
all
we're
the time.
Working on it. But if I
yeah.
don't reply to you guys on Pet Groomer, I'm not ignoring you. I just can't get there. And then I get to work and have to do it from here. So
okay.
I still
well,
love that page. It's still amazing.
Yeah, well, We're glad you're around, and I appreciate
Yay.
Being here today and letting us know. And I can see we've got a lot coming up from you, so I'm
yes,
looking forward.
Yes, indeed. Well,
I
I'm excited, and thank you for allowing me to be here to share it with everybody.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome,
we'll
and everybody try not to. Everybody just try not to work too hard over the holidays, and I appreciate it, Stephen. You have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. A lot, Debbie.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.